14, steadfastness. يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء. Allah will establish in strength those who believe with the word that stands firm in this world and in the hereafter. But Allah will leave to stray those who do wrong. Allah does what He wills. Thabat is a very important principle, and it's important for the fiqh of da'wah. Because sometimes we think that in our confrontation with the forces of evil, if we accommodate and we compromise, we think that we're smart and if we think that we survive for another day by compromising, that we have succeeded. But that's not necessarily a right and authentic fiqh. Because victory is not always determined in dunya. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us about the story of Al-Akhdud. Allah tells us about the story of the people of the trench. This is an ummah that became Muslim. The king persecuted them and forced them to apostate. They refused. So what he did was, he dug trenches for them and set them ablaze, fire. And he brought this nation, and this story is in Surah Al-Buruj in Quran, Al-Akhdud. الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا. So they threw all of the believers in the fire. The believers could have been smart and said, no, we apostate, but inside we're believers. But they didn't do that. They chose to die. And the king succeeded in his objective, and that is to eliminate belief in his city. And all of the believers were burned alive at the stake. So from a worldly sense, that is a defeat. The believers were defeated and the king won. But the interesting thing is that the closing comment in these ayah, the last ayah in this story is, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. That is not only victory, but that is the great victory. So victory here is the fact that they were steadfast until the last moment, even if that meant they give up their life for it. It's not that you change your colors and you accommodate and you compromise. No. They were steadfast to the last moment, and that is tabat. They died on La ilaha illallah. Even if it cost them their life in dunya, that's not defeat. They were not defeated. They won. Because the day of judgment is what counts. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has called it victory. And what Allah calls victory is victory. And what we think is victory, if it's otherwise, is not. 15. The head of the camp of evil is Iblis, Shaytan. And in your battle with Shaytan, with Satan, you are dealing with somebody who has a lot of experience. Shaitan has been, Iblis has been around for a very, very long time. And his cumulative experience is thousands of years. So if you want to fight him one on one, you will fail. So you need the assistance of Allah. You need to have Allah on your side. Because in terms of knowledge, in terms of experience, he has more of that than you do. So you cannot make it in this battle against Shaitan except through the assistance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. No authority has he, Shaytan, over those who believe and put their trust in their Lord. If you put trust in Allah and you believe, he has no authority over you. Number 16. None of your effort will be wasted. And we talked about a similar point to this. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. As to those who believe and work righteousness, verily we shall not suffer to perish the reward of any who do a single righteous deed. Number 17. Love amongst themselves. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. On those who believe and work deeds of righteousness will Allah most gracious bestow love. The Mufassirin said that if you draw your heart closer to Allah, Allah will draw the hearts of al-mu'mineen closer to you.